Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. Good to have you with me today as we are heading in towards the end of the 13th chapter of Acts, just taking our time working through these passages. Paul and Barnabas have grown bold as they have ministered in Antioch. And they made the statement in verse 46 we dealt with yesterday. It was necessary that the word of God should be spoken to you first, but since you reject it and judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life, behold, we turn to the Gentiles. And then 47, for so the Lord has commanded us, I have set you as a light to the Gentiles, that you should be for salvation to the ends of the earth. This is interesting. They take an Old Testament scripture, and they personalize it as a command to them. There's no reference here that they don't differentiate whether the command is to the entire nation of Israel as messengers of the gospel to the Gentiles, or whether they are personalizing it. I believe they're personalizing it. I believe that Paul and Barnabas are saying, whenever we read Isaiah, which, by the way, for us, reading the translation of Isaiah, this would have been Isaiah 42. Let's go back. I think that's the best way to approach it. If you're a Bible student, you're going to want to look at references. That's what I like to do. Isaiah 42:6, I, the Lord, have called you in righteousness and will hold your hand. I will keep you and give you as a covenant to the people, as a light to the Gentiles. So first and foremost, they had to believe that they were called in righteousness. And then they take that and they call it a commandment in the 47th verse of Acts 13. The Lord has commanded us, I've set you as a light to the Gentiles, that you should be for salvation to the ends of the earth. Where did they get that part, that you should be for salvation to the ends of the earth? Well, that's a mashup, as you would. Isaiah 49, they took the first part from Isaiah 42, they take the last part from Isaiah 49, verse 6, is it too small a thing that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob, to restore the preserved ones of Israel? I'll give you as a light to the Gentiles, that you should be my salvation to the ends of the earth. And so they use the whole of that last part of Isaiah 49:6. I want to clarify, I think most of us realize this, they didn't have their Isaiah broken into chapters and verses. Okay, so they were taking it and probably were reading it from the Septuagint, which would have been the Greek translation of the book of Isaiah. In any case, I do find it interesting that they've so personalized the instruction of God to take the gospel to the Gentiles that they feel it's their own personal call. And so it shows us that it is right for us to look into the scriptures, see an instruction, and personalize it. That doesn't mean that we ignore context, we ignore audience, and we ignore intent. Context, audience, intent, those are always first. Those are always primary. As you know, we've taught from Matthew 24, you must use the primary context, audience, and intent. You have to look at where Jesus answers a direct question and tells them it's going to happen to them and their generation. You're not then allowed to go, well, okay, well, we're also going to personalize it. But in this case, there was a command to Jewish people to be a light to Gentiles, but Paul grabs that and says, that's what we're called to do. That's what we are doing. And so he takes that, and I'm sharing so much on this today because I want you to know that when the Bible speaks to you these glorious truths, these things that are yours, don't just take them as a blanket instruction to the church. Personalize them and make those promises yours. We'll move on tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.